This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about tacos on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1, My Taco 107.1. Okay, see what I did there? We stream live at mytalk1071.com and on the My Talk app. We are everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
651-641-1071. Where can you find the best taco in the Twin Cities?
Where's your favorite taco?
Why are we asking people this, Bradley?
Thanks for asking. Well, I saw this tweet and I was like, oh, look, it's one of them lists again where they show the best and the most popular taco in each state.
I'm so curious about this because I'm scared a little bit.
Why?
Well, because like I'm afraid it's going to say something like Taco John's or something. And I'm not, that's nothing against Taco John's.
Well, it's Taco Bell.
Is it really?
But I will say they're all... I mean, like...
They're all fast food tacos.
Mostly.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like Taco Bell, Taco John's, Chipotle, Pollo Loco. I've never been to a Pollo Loco. Del Taco.
Oh, Del Taco is so
Taco
good.
John's, mm-hmm. I said that. Mm. Qdoba. Mm. Del Taco. Those are basically the only ones that are mentioned.
Those are the options.
Yeah.
Looks so, like the East Coast is heavily Taco Belled.
Yeah, and we're there in Taco Bell land. South Dakota, Minnesota, Missouri, Kentucky, and then most of the Eastern Seaboard, along with California and Nevada, say Taco Bell. And then Del Taco controls Florida, mm-hmm. parts of the Southwest, and the Washington, Oregon. I think they call that area the Northwest.
Yeah. The chip bar at a Del Taco...
So amazing.
There's all their salsas and oh.
I would like to lobby for a Del Taco in the Twin Cities.
There was one for a while in St. Louis Park and it's no longer there, but I used to go there regularly. It was awesome.
Okay, well, I just got introduced to Del Taco after, well, it was a couple of years ago after a trip to Palm Springs and I was like, why are we eating anything else?
Mm-hmm.
So that's tragic. I did not know that. 651-641-1071. Where can you get the best taco in the Twin Cities?
Let's talk about it.
Bradley, where's your favorite taco?
I think my favorite... Actually, you know what? It's a very easy answer.
He cannot remember.
It's on a Cedar and 40... and they also have one in St. Paul. You know where it is.
La Hacienda? No.
No. Cedar.
Uh-huh.
It's in our neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah, I'm working on it.
40. Oh, man. Why is it not coming to my brain?
Well, it's like, I'm blank right now.
You know that bar? There's like a neighborhood
Cedar
bar.
Cedar Inn.
And then it used to be Hamburguesas El Gordo.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've never been there.
Oh, you've never been
there? No.
What?
I've never
it's
been.
It's in your own backyard.
I know.
Hamburguesas El Gordo. Now, you may say to yourself, I hear the word hamburger in there.
Yeah, that's which why I couldn't conjure it up.
Also recommend their hamburgers, but they do have a taco box, which if you're doing the takeout right now like we are, their taco box is real good,
mm.
As are their burgers, but I'm digging their tacos.
Hey, Grant, do we have any calls yet?
We do have some calls. I do want to get to Bonnie. She called in the break and she said La Hacienda is her spot. And it's the Al Pastor is the taco that you should get. There's one on Lake Street, I believe. She said a Ridgedale, but La Hacienda was Bonnie's. And on line one, we have Megan on the phone.
Hi, Megan. Megan, where can you get the best taco in the Twin Cities?
This isn't going to do us a lot of good because it's one time a year. It's Chaska River City Days, which is the last weekend in July. And there's a Latin church based in Shakopee that has a taco stand.
Ooh.
And they're like, in the past, they've been like $2.50 a piece. And it's like right, so you can go in and get like two or three of them. And then it's right across from like the beer and wine tent.
Oh, so you're like, you're all set.
Yeah, and they're legit.
Like
Mexican,
like real tacos.
Yeah, they're legit tacos. And so last year, because it Chaska River City Days didn't happen, it was much suffering all around.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I hope that this year you'll get your tacos.
I do too.
Thank you, Megan. Have
Thanks,
a great
Megan.
Day. 651-641-1071. Where can you get the best tacos in the Twin
Where
Cities?
Where is the best taco?
We've got Jessica on the line right now.
Hi, Jessica. Jessica, where can you get the best taco in the Twin Cities?
Hi. My favorite place is Gilberto's.
Where's that?
Where's Gilberto's?
There's one in Blaine, and there's one in St. Cloud, and it is so good.
Yeah?
It's what? Very comparable to Mexico, and it's actually fast food. They have a drive-thru.
Oh! What's your favorite taco there?
I just get the chicken one. They have a couple different chicken ones, and I get the grilled.
Okay.
And they have the best salsas. Oh, my gosh. My mouth is watering.
Oh, well, looks like you're going on a trip. Thank you, Jessica,
Thanks,
for
Jessica.
Your call. I got to look that one up.
Menu.
I gotta
They've
look
got
that one up.
Quite a few options.
Yes.
And that is in Blaine, Minnesota. Yeah.
Would you like to know mine?
I would, actually.
Pajarito.
Oh,
so yeah. I want to tell you this because this is important knowledge for people to have who are doing a lot of takeout right now.
Yeah.
Pajarito has two locations. One is in St. Paul on West 7th, and one is on like the 50th in France in the old Tejas, I believe.
In
Edina. Okay, by the way, it's been like six things since Tejas, but I always go back to Tejas. It's kind of like how people still call Dayton's Dayton's, even though it hasn't been Dayton's forever. Anywho.
Good
Pajarito,
stuff.
What I wanted to say about Pajarito is one of the things you ask yourself when you go out and do takeout or curbside is like, will this actually travel well if I have like a little bit of a drive ahead of me, 10 minutes or more? And the answer to Pajarito is yes, it travels amazing. They're really good about how they pack it up and separate it so that you
it's
can
awesome.
Make your own.
I love that you brought that up because that is very crucial.
It
sometimes
is.
That's why you do want to go pick it up yourself because I just feel like delivery is not the same.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will also say the benefit of curbside at Pajarito is you can also, it doesn't actually matter. You can get like their margarita mix. Mm-hmm. You have to supply your own tequila.
Yeah.
But you can get the margarita mix and it's fantastic.
We went to a place in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just going to say it. We
you
went to Casa Maria and they had great food.
Yes.
But they forgot my pina colada mix, which I wanted a virgin pina colada, but. No, poor me.
Well, somebody
I did
there
wanna,
enjoyed it.
I know, exactly. But they did have great food. I did also want to say we've gotten some Twitter responses.
Oh, good.
And we do have some calls whenever
oh,
you're
wonderful.
Ready.
Fabulous. Thank you.
See, you talk about tacos
See?
And people just want to talk
oh, yeah,
about
the,
it.
The lines are lit up, so.
Andrew says, in case no one calls for it, Habanero Taco Grill on Lake Street. It's fantastic, and they do bowls. Liz says, best taco, lobster tacos at Depot Bar and Grill in Faribault.
Okay, that sounds really good.
I mean, lobster, sure, why not?
I'm in. Thank you. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Leanne, and I'm just going to jump mine in real quick because I want to support them.
Yes.
El Norteño. It's off of Lake Street right there in South Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
The family, the two moms, and the oh my gosh, greatest place if you get a chance to go check it out, El Norteño. And we have Leanne on the phone.
Perfect. Hi, Leanne. What is where's the best taco in the Twin Cities?
Oh my gosh, I can't believe my mom is Queen of Bradley.
Oh, hi. I'm happy you're here, Leanne.
The best taco is Rusty Taco.
Oh, I've heard this one.
Oh, brisket, shrimp, chicken, any of them. They have breakfast tacos as well.
Mm.
Awesome.
This works for me.
Thank you, Leanne.
Brisket,
that's a really
sure.
good. That's a really good suggestion. The other place I've heard, what you said, El Norteño, reminded me, is people say Sonora Grill's tacos are like amazing.
We just went to Sonora Grill, and I had the brisket. I told you about the brisket burrito.
Yeah.
That is going to change your life.
I am over here in my own world right now, guys. That sounds so good.
Because it's like the best brisket, and then it's a burrito.
So we did this... we did for my friend who loves tacos for her birthday. We did like a taco tour, and unfortunately, you really need a couple days to get a good taco tour in, and also you need an extra stomach because it's a lot.
Yeah.
But Sonora Grill was one of the ones we wanted to hit. We never got to, unfortunately.
It's worth
it. I still haven't eaten there, but I've heard such amazing things about it. Do we have one more call we can take, Grant?
Yeah, we got time for one more. I think Joanne is on the line.
Hi, Joanne. Joanne, what is the best taco in the Twin Cities?
Okay, so I haven't heard anyone say anything about birria tacos, which are the, like, it's usually beef. I think traditionally it's goat, but you typically will get beef. It's, like, slow cooked all day with chilies and all kinds of stuff. But the whole thing is that it's fried in the oil from the meat. Mm. So the tortillas are, like, super crispy. They're like corn tortillas. They're super crispy. And then you dip them in consomme. But there's a place, a taco truck. It's Wet Tacos. Sounds terrible, so I really don't enjoy the name. But Wet Tacos, they also are serving out of the St. Paul Saloon.
Okay.
Here in St. Paul.
Right.
They are amazing. They're like a crispy, super cheesy beef taco that you dip like a French dip.
Yummy.
What was the name of that first place that you told us about?
It's called Wet Tacos.
Okay. Got
but
it.
It's like really popular right now, so there's several. There's like La Tejena is also really good, but they're mostly being done out of trucks.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you
so much.
Yeah.
You guys, you know your tacos. Well, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we are going to eat some kind of taco.
We are.
Because it's cheat day, and I'm not kidding. It's
from
a
Minnesota's
taco.
Minnesota's favorite taco place.
Yeah.
According to this study.
That's Taco Bell. We're going to eat it. We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1.